Hallelujah.
We shall wait upon you with great patience. We shall endure the trials, the opposition, the powers that be. We shall stand in the might of Yahshua HaMashiach, the begotten of the bosom of Almighty Yahweh, the living Torah, dwelling in the bosom of all Israel, the true elect Zerah, the seed of the Abba. Rejoice this night. Speak to us plainly and clearly, Yah, that we may understand all things in this present evil world. We ask it in Yahshua's mighty name. Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, may Yah speak to your love. Shalom. Shalom. Yah Baraka, you may be seated. What an excellent time to be living in. As the song concluded, we shall wait upon Almighty Yahweh. And that is the ability to persevere, to endure afflictions, trials, and persecution without uttering any kind of murmuring or any kind of disdain for Yah. That you are totally satisfied with all that He is doing, and that you have great confidence in the works of Almighty Yahweh. And the power of those works have been revealed unto Israel, and the body, the works of Yahshua HaMashiach. So we have much to delight in Israel. The world is delighting in the new elect president of the United States. We delight in the kingdom to come, in the kingdom of Almighty Yah, where the presence of Yahshua and the Abba shall dwell for eternity. For there is where the tikvah, the hope of Israel lies, in the hope of the coming HaMashiach. For we know that our Redeemer lives. We know the promises of Yah are greater than any promises of America, any promises of the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. For we are free for whom Yahshua makes free. We're free indeed. We have the liberty to come before our Abba and Shachar. And that is to pour out accolades of Torah. Our hands and our voices raised unto Him. To show Him the appreciation that we have for all of His mighty works. For we consider the creation of Almighty Yahweh not just the entity of a little state like the United States that is based upon corruption and every kind of vile, deceitful work that can be perpetrated by man. But we told Yah for His creation, when we look at the leaves on the trees as they turn the colors, we marvel at the great works of Yah in the hand of Almighty Yahweh. For we see the excellence of His work. It shall not come through but one government, and that is the Mishkan, the government of Almighty Yahweh, by the power, and that is His Kalach, the demonstration of His living words that we have seen in Yahshua. The word of Yah, it is a demonstration unto Israel. The living word is a demonstration unto Israel. It demonstrates and it operates daily in the lives of the true Zerah, the seed of Almighty Yah. For we walk in Him, we move in the word Yahshua. Our living is in the word, and our life is sustained by the word of Almighty Yahweh. So let us delight Israel with great rejoicing for the hour that we are in, that He has elected one to withstand the very encroachment of hell, to come against His name, His Torah, His Emet, and He has elected you to stand. And He has charged you, He has enabled you, and not only that, He has imparted into you the necessary equipment or the necessary things you need to war against the powers that war against us. Hallelujah. I want to express something to us tonight, because there's a battle. There's a fight that we are in. And the scripture is there's an Arabic word that it expresses it as laham, laham, laham. It is a battle. It is a battle that is raging, that we are in. And we must realize that there's a great battle that resides within Israel. We think that the battle is to keep the emunah, but there is something greater that consists of our faith, our emunah, that we must fight the battle to retain. What I hope to do tonight, Yahweh's will, is to open up that just a little bit to us, and that we may move beyond that and see the power and the beauty of Almighty Yahweh. As Shaul writes unto Timothy in 1 Timothy, as he encouraged him to be faithful, 1 Timothy chapter 6, I will begin reading at verse 12. As he speaks and he charges this young faithful warrior of the emunah, that he instructs him in the disciplines of Almighty Yahweh, that these disciplines may sustain him, because Shaul knew that his time was at hand. He had read the stories of the prophets, of the Nobis. He had read the accounts of Israel in the great battles. And in doing that, his faith, his emunah, his confidence in Yah was sustained. That there is an essence in our confidence in Yah that we must have trust in. And there's an important via, an important essence of that, that we must understand. And I want to share just a little light on that with us tonight, that we must understand. So Shaul realized that his time was near. He understood the opposition that will come against Israel. The sea, the Zira, the battles that would precede him after his departing. He knew that there was a tremendous battle ahead. And he speaks unto Timothy, as he speaks unto us, with exhortation, with words of encouragement, that we may realize that we must persist in this particular fight. And there is a fight that we must persist in. And I want to show you the fight that we must persist in. He says in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, he says unto him, Laham, fight, go to battle, take the necessary tools that are needed for the battle that is ahead. He commands him, fight the tough fight, or the Laham of faith, emunah, confidence in Yah, trusting him. You know that is so that he has ordained in our lives. These things that are transpiring, they are not coincidental. This is by the directive of Almighty Yahweh. Before we were ever formed in our mother's womb, Yahweh knew us, Israel. He called you. He elected you for the purpose of this hour. There were pioneers that laid the way or the path for us. Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. We see the examples of Israel, but he has elected a remnant of the Zira, the seed, to convey unto the world what this battle of emunah, this laham of faith is. And so he encouraged Timothy to fight, to go to battle, to press. Well, we know that the substance of our battle is in the word of Yahweh. We must understand the military strategic planning. And the only way we understand the strategic planning is understanding what the word of Yah expresses unto us. If we do not prepare our minds according to the word of Yah, then we will not have emunah, faith, to have great confidence in him in the midst of the battle. And so he commanded him to fight it. It is an excellent, it is a tough fight. The fight of emunah, it is a beautiful fight. It is a fight that our minds are assaulted. They're encroached upon by the enemy to try to remove us from the confidence. It is not as much as we believe in Yah for the healing. We believe in Yah for the bread, the fishing, and the loaves. There is a battle that is greater than that. It is a much more substance that the enemy wards against our minds to delude us or to carry us into delusion that we do not have confidence in the Abba. And we must have that. So he expressed it is an excellent fight. You need to fight that. He says, and I want you to lay hold on the eternal Chayim, eternal life. Lay hold unto eternal life. It is when the brothers are working and there's something that is heavy, and if you do not have a cohesive effort in trying to lift a thing, then one will bear more weight than the other, and you cannot bear it. And so there's a command that we speak, or we are together, we will say, lay hold, heave, and that every brother lifts at the same time. It is an effort that we all carry out with one effort, and is much easier on us. And so Shaul says, lay hold, grab it. Do not let eternal life depart from you. Do not allow it to be wrenched or grabbed from your hands and snatched away. Do not allow that, Israel. That's why we must fight. We must laham. We must literally go to battle. We must go to battle. We must proceed to the battlefield. I think one of the brothers, Deacon Benny, or one of them reminded us, there was a time that when the kings went to battle, and David did not go to battle, and he found himself falling into every kind of vile, corrupt sin it was. So we must fight the excellent fight of faith. And we must lay hold on eternal life. Grasp it. Lay your heart around it. And do not allow it to depart from you. He says, for which you are also called, and have professed a tub, an excellent profession before many witnesses. You have stated your confidence in Yahweh. The power of Yahshua has been revealed in you. He has been seen in your countenance, in your work, your action. Because we know that we must receive the very person of Yahshua in order to have confidence in Almighty Yahweh. Because that is a deed or an act that is beyond the logical thinking of man. That he has come in the flesh, the power of his Torah. He has redeemed us from the law of the curses and sin of death. He has restored Israel unto his bosom. And he has washed them clean. As he did in the wilderness when they came out of Mizraim, he washed them. He commanded them to bathe and to cleanse themselves, as we cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the ruach in the flesh. And we began to walk in the tomi, or the perfecting of the kadosh of Yah. And that is the living power of his word that cleanses us and purges us. Mercy and by mercy and his imat, then the iniquitous ways are purged from Israel. That's the only way it's purged, by mercy and truth. Then iniquity, this ovan, this Torahlessness, it is purged from us, that we desire to walk in the lights of the Torah of Yah. So let us lay hold on to eternal life, and let us profess. And our profession is more than our actual verbiage. It is a life that is circumspect. It is a life that is ordered by the Torah of Yah. And men will see your excellent of works. You don't have to speak of them. They will see them, and they will honor, they will bring kabod under to the Most High. And they will ask of you the reason of this hope that you have, that you walk in a way that is different from all other men. And so Timothy, his life was not like the general populace that were full of folly and frivolity. And they were gathering and talking and had much expression, but there was no substance in them. There are those that talk a lot, but there is no substance of power in them. The substance of power is in the manifestation of the personality of Yahshua in one. That's what that is. So men can talk, but that doesn't mean that they have much in them, because they talk. A wise man, he is quiet. He is not hurt because of his verbiage. He's hurt because of his profession. And so our profession is based in imuna, in faith. That's why we must fight this fight of faith. He says, I charge you, I give you command, I give you charge. He says, first of all, Yah looks upon this in the sight of Yah, who has made alive, who quickened all things. And before Yahshua HaMashiach, and before Pontius Pilate, witnessed a tough confession that was in me. They realize that I will not condescend, I will not denounce HaMashiach. And I say to you, Timotheah, you must have this profession of Emunah, that it will be strong and that men will see the power of that great confidence. And they will be encouraged and strengthened by that to fight Laham, the fight of Emunah. There is a battle for the Emunah of Yisrael. And there is a battle to maintain the confidence in Almighty Yah. Why do we need confidence in Him? I'll express that to us. I want you to understand. He says in verse 14, he said that you should keep this mitzvah, this commandment, without spot, blemish. You must be unrebukable until the appearing of our Master Yahshua HaMashiach. So we must keep the command. Fight Laham, the fight of Emunah. We must go to battle to maintain confidence in Yah. And we must have confidence in Yahweh through the power of the living truth in us. And that living power of truth is the witness of Yahshua dwelling in us. It is the witness of that. You have no power of living truth without the witness of Yahshua. You can have letter, you can have understanding, you can have an intellectual knowledge, but there's the witness of the power of His Emet. And you will know you have the witness of the power of that because you're free from sin. You do not have to walk Torah lessness. You do not have to walk in a perverted, corrupt way, but you're free. And in doing that, we lay hold, we grab hold to eternal life. He knew that his time was near. Ja'ul knew that it wasn't going to be long. And he had to be removed out of the picture. Now, scripture gives us an account of one, that there was a great battle. And the battle was not of the substance that David had to overcome. It was Emunah. It was confidence in what Yahweh will do and what He is able to do. And this is what we must fight the fight of faith to maintain. This is what we must laham to maintain. I want to begin here. I want to carry us to First Samuel, chapter 17. And this is when David began to undertake the very battle of Goliath. And our battles seem monumental, do they not? We are entrenched about with every kind of vile spirit, every kind of unclean thing there is. And this is what Goliath represent. Every kind of vile approach of hell, every kind of prince, every kind of power, every kind of spiritual wickedness, every kind of ruler of darkness in high places. This is what he represent. Because he stood high above David. He had all Israel afraid of him. His ability to fight. His ability to understand military warfare. We must understand that there is a warfare that we engage in. There's a battle that we are engaged in. And it is not given into your hands to fight. But the battle is given unto the Excellent One. Look at what scripture says. It says in 1 Samuel 17:37, as David began to dialogue with this vile thing, and as Shaul not having the confidence in Yah, but David did. Hallelujah. And David said, moreover, Yahweh that Nasal, that snatch, that brought us out, that snatched us away, that Yahweh that delivered me out of the paw of the lion, He said, Yahweh delivered me. He nasal. He snatched me. He delivered me. He gave me power to overcome. Out of the paw of the lion. Out of the paw of the bear. He would deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Shaul said unto David, go, and Yahweh will be with you. He said, you go, you walk in the strength of that confidence, and Yahweh will be with you. You see, Saul did not have the confidence that David had. He represents this morbid, corrupt flesh. And our flesh has no confidence in Yah. It is not willing to fight. It is looking for alternatives to provide a mean and a defense for flesh. And so we can see in the pattern of the example that Shaul wanted to provide David, even though he said unto David, go, Yahweh will be with you. If Yahweh be for you, then who can be against you? If the whole world rises up against you and Yah is for you, then who can be against us? That's why I say men speak things, but there are no substance and depths to their speech. Look at what scripture says. And Shaul, he armed David with his armor. He was not willing to bear the armor, but he armed David. And so this flesh, this corrupt thing that Israel had cried for, and the things that our flesh cries for, it is represented in Shaul. We want things that we can associate with fleshly. So he gave him his armor, and he put him on a helmet of brass upon his head, and he also armed him with a coat of armor. Now we can see how he girds up Shaul, but scripture tells us in Ephesians, what we should wear and what our armor and our clothing should be. And I want to read that quickly, Ephesians chapter 6. Now these are the fleshly apparatus of the armors of Shaul, but Yah says unto us in Ephesians chapter 6 and I want to begin reading at verse 13. He says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of Yahweh. That this was the armor of Shaul, was it not? He told him what armor to take, as Shaul says, that you may be able to withstand in the evil days, and having done all, when you've done all to stand, just stand. What? Standing in the Emunah of Almighty Yah. He says, stand therefore having your loins girded about with the imat, with the Torah of Yah. And so Shaul, he put the armor upon David there, his brass, his girdle of his sword upon him. But Yah says that our girdling ought to be imat, truth. That our hearts ought to be guarded, our levim ought to be guarded with Torah. That's why he has put the Torah in Israel, to guard us. That we will be guarded from the wiles of the enemy in these evil days. He said, and having on the breastplate of tzedakah, that your breastplate is the tzedakah of the righteous Torah of Yahweh. For his Torah is everlasting. Yahweh's tzedakah is forever. So our breastplate, and there is nothing that proceed out of the Torah, but the tzedakah of the righteous covenant of Yahweh. And it must come out of us, Israel. It has to be in us. So the fleshly man looks to preserve the flesh. But Yahweh looks to give us the apparatus that we can lay hold onto eternal life. With this armor that David had on, he could not even move in it. He could not even function in that. But in the Torah, we move in the Torah, we have our life in the Torah, our substance comes from the Torah, our promises come from the Torah, our tikvah, our hope comes from the Torah of Yahweh. That's why we must fight, we must laham, this fight of Emunah. I'll show you what the fight is. He goes on to say, and having your feet sharp with the preparation of the message of Shalom. Then he said, above all, take the shield of Emunah,
wherein you will be able to quench all, not some, but all the fiery darts of the wicked. And then he tells us to take the helmet of Yeshua and the sword of the Ruach, which is the word of Yahweh, praying always with all prayers and supplication in the Ruach, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the Kedoshim. Now, did not David express, or he represented all of this in this parallel here? He was watching for Israel, that these dogs had come against the host of Yah. So he stood as a watchman with perseverance, with the might of Almighty Yah, and he had confidence in the one that is able. Yahweh is able. Hallelujah. So Shaul gives David his armor. He put him on a helmet of brass. Yah tells us to put on the helmet of salvation. There's nothing like brass bars that our minds become so captivated or brought under the captivity of the hardness of this corrupt flesh. The deeds and the actions of it. The flesh is corrupt. The love is corrupt and deceitful above all things. We cannot be brought under the captivity, neither do we develop our allegiance with the corrupt mannerism of our own flesh. And this is what Shaul was trying to establish, so that he could say, it was because of the might of this armor that I put upon David that saved Israel. No, this is the armor that we need, Israel. This is what we need to overcome the works of hell. This is what we need, Israel, to fight the fight of Emunah. There's a fight that you must fight to maintain an aspect of Emunah. If you don't have this aspect of faith, you have nothing. I tell you, my brothers and sisters. So he gave David his apparatus that he may take some consolation. He was not ready to go to battle because he was corrupt and wicked. It says, he gave him the helmet of brass upon his head. Also, he armed him with a coat of armor of mesh. And David girded his sword upon his armor. And he began to go, for he had not tried it. It was not true. The word of Yah is tried. Yeshua has been tried. The Torah is tried. And there is no fault. As Pilate said, I find no fault. What is he not? There is no fault in this man. He is spotless. He is without sin. David said, this armor has not been tried, but the armor, his Emunah, it has been tried. The sword, his word, the sword of the Ruach, it has been tried. The word of Yah has been tried as civil seven times. Therefore, his servants take refuge. We take refuge in the word of Yah, Israel. We must take refuge in the word of Almighty Yahweh. We have to, because if we do not, we're going to fall. We're going to fall. It had not been tried. And David said to Shaul, I cannot go with this, for I have not proven them. And David, he took them off. And he took his staff in his hand. And he chose 5 smooth stones out of the brook. And he put them in his shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a pouch. And his sling was in his hand. And he drew near. Listen now, he drew near to the Philistine. He did not run. He did not run. You understand that when we run from the fight of Emunah, we resort to our flesh. David said, this is encumbered. Our flesh is encumbered. It makes us doubt. It causes fear. We are not mobile. We are not spiritually mobile. And Yahweh wants us to be spiritually mobile, that we can rise up from the place that we are. We find ourselves trodden down. We find ourselves bound by the weight and the yoke of those things that have never proven anything to be so. But the word of Yah always proves it to be. It always, Israel. It proves what's in us. It proves what's in our life. That's what David said. I got to take this mess off. We got to abandon the mess that we walked in. We got to abandon the flesh. Let it be destroyed. Let it be impaled. That Yah may raise you up to a height that is beyond your ability to comprehend. So he went to battle. He went to Laham. You go forth to war. You go forth to battle. When one Laham. That's why we must fight the tough fight of Emunah. So he went toward the Philistine. And the Philistine came on. He drew close to David. And the man that bare the shield went before him. He needed someone to bear a shield before him. But David had a shield. And it was the Emunah of Almighty Yahweh. He had confidence in one thing. He had confidence in one thing, Israel. He had confidence in one thing. He had faith in one thing. And it's a simple thing. Hallelujah. And when the Philistine came on and drew near to David, the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he had bazah, he had disdained. He literally despised him. He hated him. He said, "This is what you sent out to me? This ruddy piece of trash?" He had such disdain for him, for he was but a youth, and he was ruddy, and he was a fair countenance. And the Philistine, he cursed him. He spoke despicable words toward David. He cursed him. He cursed David by his gods. That's all right. I want to be cursed by their gods. He cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, "You're coming to me?" He said, "I will give your flesh to the fowls of the air and the beasts of the field." David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword." He came to David with a sword of death, of wickedness. He said, "And with a spear and with a shield." Come on, Israel. That's how the world comes. It comes to defend the wicked ways. To shield your power to speak words of strength unto them. They come to destroy. He said, "You come that way." But he said, "But I come in the name of Yahweh of Sabaoth, the one that is of the power of the armies of Hashemayim." He said, "I come to you in that name." No, he came in that authority, but he declared the name of the Most High. He said, "I come to you in the name of of Yahweh of Sabaoth, the sovereign ruler of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied." You have defied Yah. You have disdain for him, for you speak against his elect and his chosen ones that he has called. David said, "This day will Yahweh deliver you into my hand." And David said, "I will smite you, and I will take your head from you, and I will give your carcass to the hosts of the Philistine this day, to the fowls of the air, and to the wild beasts of the earth." He says that all the earth may know that there is a sovereign ruler in Israel. Listen, Israel. Yahweh says, "Fight Laham, the tough fight of Emunah. For this is the fight that we must fight to recognize, to realize," is what David says here. Verse 47. "And all this assembly shall know." Shall know. Listen, Israel. Shall Yada. Shall know. That Yahweh saves not. He saves not with the swords or the spear. He does not say with the armament of man. Listen. He says for the battle, for the mikhawa, for the battle is Yahweh's. And he will give you into our hands. We must fight the faith to believe that. For the battle is Yahweh's. It is not our battle. It is Yahweh's battle. It is his integrity. That is of the mark. That's why he said, I come in the name of Yah. He said, oh, everyone shall know. Listen, I know that he is more than able. I know that. As the Hebrew men said, we know that he can and he is able. But if he does not, everything is still all right. We must fight the Emunah, the law, the Laham, to trust that Yah is the one that fights the battles for Israel. He doesn't deliver you by your might. He has never delivered Israel by their might or their power. He said, this you shall know. And that's what Shaul had to fight the battle. He had to maintain that Emunah. That's why he said to Timothy, fight the tough fight of Emunah. What? To know with great confidence the battle is not yours, son, but it belongs to Yah. The battle is not yours to fight, but it belongs to Yah. Come on, Israel. Israel could not overcome the wicked works of Shatan. They were fearful of death, but the battle was Yah's. And he sent his only begotten son, Yahshua, in the power of flesh to deliver us. That's what delivered us. It was not Israel overcoming the Romans with swords and spears, with the armament of man. It was by the Emunah of Yah. We trust Yah. We must fight the fight of Emunah. To keep this confidence in Yah that the battle is not mine. I like that he said, for the battle is Yahweh's. He said, I know that I'm ruddy and small, but this is not my battle. This belongs to you, Yah. He said, you come with a sword, you come with spears, and look at that. Big as you are, you got a shield in front of you. He said, I come in the name of Yahweh. He said, damn your gods, and I curse them all. He said, I come in the name of Yahweh. This ain't my battle. This is not my battle. It is not of my strength that I will defeat you. It is not of your might that you will overcome. It's not by might nor by power. It's by the will of Yah. He said, this is not my battle. I'm just going to do what you commanded me, Yah. I'm going to stand where you commanded me to stand. You told me to pick up five smooth stones. I will pick up five smooth. Stone that the builders rejected. That was the stone that pierced through the skull of this filthy, foul thing. That's why Yahshua said, think not I've come to condemn the world. I didn't come to condemn it. Why? Because it was condemned already. That vile thing was condemned already. Israel was fearful. They did not fight the fight of Emunah to know that Yahweh fought the battle. Had seen the president of it. And that's what we must fight. The faith to maintain. It is in Yah's hands. The song we used to sing, put it in Yahshua's hand. We must understand we put it in Yah's hands. It is his battle. It is the battle of our Abba. Yahshua said it. My kingdom was of this world. My servants will fight for it. Come out, Israel. He could have called a host of the heavens of the Melechim, and they would have came and fought for him. He said, my kingdom is not of this world. Hallelujah. We got to fight the tough fight of faith to realize that our kingdom is not of this world's aura. It is of the aura of Almighty Yahweh. That's what our kingdom is of. And we go against the serpents of hell with the shield of Emunah. He said, you come with the shield, but I come with the shield of the confidence in my Abba's name. I come in that name, for he shall deliver. It is not by the sword or the spear. It is by the power of his Torah, his truth. Our loins girded about with the truth of Yah. Come on, our hearts filled with integrity of the Torah of Yah, that we delight in the Torah of Yah in the inward parts. We got to fight this battle. You keep this Emunah to have confidence that it is Yahweh's battle. This battle belongs to Yah. That's what he said. This belongs to Yahweh. This is not my battle. This belongs to Yah. This is his elect seed. He has called this people. He has chosen them. He must protect them. He has to provide for them. We must fight that, Israel. We must counsel it. We must go to battle against the villains of hell, the tyrants of hell. We must go to battle. We must confront it. We must confront the issues of our flesh, the issues of our will, to denounce it, to cast it down by the power of the word of Almighty Yah. We need the sword of the Ruach. We need the living power of his truth. We need that. David said, this is not my battle. Yah doesn't save with sword nor with spears. It's not the sword that he saved Israel with. It is the sword of the Ruach, of the Spirit, the word of Yah. But he doesn't say with the military armament of man. David said, I don't need that. He said, for the battle is Yahweh's. It belongs to him. The battle, listen, Israel, I want you to grasp that. The battle is Yahweh's. The battle is Yahweh's. Well, I need faith. No, you need to fight the faith to believe that this battle is Yahweh's. You go in the name of Yahweh. This battle belongs to Yahweh. You did not elect him. He elected you. They elected, presuppose they elected them a president, but Yah elected you. This is his battle. This is Yahweh's battle. David said, this is not my battle. This belongs to Yahweh. So that's why Shaul, as he had read of the accounts of the nobles and the great battles that had persisted among Israel, he said, fight, Loham, the tough fight of faith. You see, David had a profession before that filthy thing. He said, Yahweh is going to give me your head, but I'm going to cut it off. He said, I'm going to give your head to the beasts and the birds of the field to eat. You curse me by your wicked gods, but I come in the name. I come in the name and the authority of Yahweh. For this is his battle, and you're not greater than him. You may be big and brazen, bold, bodacious, but Yahweh is greater. And I will show you, I will not fight. He will fight the battle. This belongs to him. This belongs to the Almighty One. This battle that he has allowed to come upon Israel, this belongs to him. And all he wants us to do is fight the fight of Emunah, this Loham. Fight it, Israel. Go to battle against the enemy. Do not be intimidated by the powers of hell. Do not be afraid of them. You submit yourself unto the Torah of Yah. You resist every power of hell, and it will flee from you. I don't care what it is, doubt and sickness. That's all we have to do, Israel. This is Yahweh's battle. This is his name. It's his integrity. This is his battle. Hallelujah. And so Shaul knew of the great men and the great battles that persisted in those that had a profession. That we must have that profession as well, Israel. That we must walk and continue in this battle to maintain confidence that this is Yahweh's battle. You see, we try to think that this is my battle. And that's why the enemy wants you to think that no one is going through this but you. You understand? This belongs to Yahweh. This is his battle. This is Yahweh's battle. And he is more than able. Yahweh is able. More than able, he is able. Not only is he able, he's willing. And not only is he willing, he can. And not only he can, he will. Hallelujah. This battle belongs to Yah, Yisrael. And you got to fight to maintain that consciousness, that thought. You got to. And it begins in our minds, Yisrael. Look what Shaul says unto the gathering there, Corinthia, in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 10:3. He says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not submit kama, we do not go to battle, we do not fight in the flesh. Was that not what Shaul tried to get David to fight the Philistine? We do not battle in the flesh, Israel. He says, we do not go to battle after the flesh, because for the weapons or the armament of our warfare, they are not carnal. They're not carnal, but they are mighty through Yahweh. You understand that through Yah. They're mighty through Yah. They're mighty through Him. And we cannot go in Him unless we are in Yeshua. For He is the Word of Yah made flesh. For they're mighty through Yah. That's what David says. This battle belongs to Yah. The battle is Yahweh's. It is not mine. But our weaponry is mighty through Yah. It is mighty, brothers and sisters. Mighty through Yah. To the pulling down of strongholds. Those strongholds that hold your mind. It caused this paralytic form to come over you. We have a mighty power through Yah. To pull every stronghold down. Every stronghold of doubt. Every stronghold of mistrust. No confidence in Yah. We must pull it down. That's why David pulled it down. He said, I can't put this thing on my head. I can't see with this. I have no confidence in Yah, because this battle is not a fleshly battle. This word is of the Spirit. It is of the Ruach. This man has put a spirit of life in Israel that we fear Him. And that's what a spirit does. It creates a life. Whether it's what a fear, hope, doubt, that's what it is. And that's what that filthy Philistine had done. That they feared him. And the hosts of the Philistines, they feared him. And Yah says, I want you to understand, Israel, I'll take this little thing that is ruddy, that his countenance is fair, and I will set him in the array of my military power. For this battle belongs to me. And I will cause this young voice to utter words to your that you should be ashamed of your shallowness, with no confidence to trust me. This is my battle. You have seen how I fought for you. I brought you out of Mizraim, where I pulled the wheels off the chariots of Pharaoh. And they drowned. Come on, Israel. When the enemy rage against us, it is Yahweh. This is his battle. This battle belongs to Yahweh. This battle belongs to Yahweh, Israel. We must realize that. And we must maintain that faith to believe that. Do you understand? We can see that Yah loved us. He so loved this Olam that he sent Yeshua. This is his battle. This belongs to Yah. For the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. They are not sensual weapons, but mighty through Yahweh to the pulling down of the stronghold. You began by casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Yahweh, and bring it into captivity. Listen, bring it into captivity, not some, but every thought, to the obedience of Yeshua HaMashiach. In all things he pleased Yah. So all of our thoughts should be thoughts of pleasing Yahweh. They should be in obedience unto the Torah of Yah. Every thought should be unto the obedience of the Torah of Yahweh. And having in a readiness, we should be ready to revenge all disobedience among some when your obedience is fulfilled. You should be ready to avenge. Was not David ready to avenge the disobedience of some in Israel to feel this filthy thing? Was he not ready? We must be ready, Israel. We have to be. We have been a disobedient people, but Yah, this is his battle. We need emunah to believe that. And that's where it begins, that this battle belongs to Almighty Yahweh, Yisrael. This is not our battle, but it belongs unto Yah. I want to read, listen to this. I want you to hear this. It is from the book of Maccabees, 4 Maccabees. But it tells us of the story of Eleazar and Antiochus. And it tells us, brothers and sisters, of this order that Antiochus had ordered when there was a battle against the Hebrews, against Israel, that there was oppression among the people of Yah, that he oppressed them. And so Eleazar was one that had the Torah of Yah in him. And he speaks as Antiochus gives him order to do a thing that was totally against the Torah. And yet he stood in the might of the Torah of Yah, that he will not defy the order of Yah. I want you to hear this. It says in 4 Maccabees, I would have begun at chapter 5, verse 2. It says that Antiochus, he ordered, listen, the guards to seize each and every Hebrew, every Israelite. He says, I understand what the Torah teach. He said, and I want you to compel. I want you to force them to eat pork, to eat swine. I want you to force them to eat swine and also food sacrifice unto idols. I want you to compel them. That's why, brothers and sisters, we must be careful, even as Daniel are, will not eat the king's portion. He said, I will eat the pulse. Because of the pagan practices and activities of this world, and what men are doing, they're praying to their gods, the offering of their crops to their gods, and most things that we go to the store and get, it is coming 1,500 miles away. South America, Mexico, the pagan worship and their system, just like it is here in America. So Antiochus said, in order to prove those that are real and see if they will fight. Now, it's all about fighting the fight of faith now. To know that Yahweh fights the battle. He said, you compel, you force. And to compel one is to force them authoritatively. You take authority and you make them eat the swine meat and food sacrifice to the idols. Verse 4 of the same chapter says, and when many persons had been rounded up by the guards of Antiochus, one man, Eleazar by name, he was a leader of a flock, of the flock of Israel. He was brought before the Melech, the king. He was a man of a Kohen, of a priestly family. Learned it. He was a man that was knowledgeable in the Torah. He was learned it. Why did he choose him? Or why was this one elected? You think that Shaul did not know of this account? That's why he told Timotheus, fight. The excellent fight of Emunah. For the battle is not ours. Lay hold unto the salvation, the eternal life of Yah. He was learned it in the Torah. And he was advanced in age. That's why the aged men should be sober. They should be vigilant. They should be diligent about the things of Yah. You can't be about frivolity and childlike and simple and stupidity and immature. You cannot. The scripture says he was an aged man. Now there's purpose behind this. He had to have a profession for the young men. And you must read. Now I am skipping verses here. That I may get to the great portion of this true episode of faith here. And that's what I'm trying to press forward to. So he was a man that was learning in the Torah. He was a man of age. And known to many in the tyrant court. He was known to many in the tyrant court because of his wisdom. Because he was a wise man, he spoke Torah, he knew the order of Torah, and they all knew him because they knew he was a just man. He was a man that dealt in the legality, in the actual truth of Torah. And so Antiochus says, this is the one. So he says to him in verse 6, he said, before I began to torment you or torture you, O man, he said, I will advise you to save yourself by eating pork. You see, that's what Saul wanted David to do, to save himself by taking his mesh, his armor. He said, I advise you to save yourself, to defile yourself by eating the swine or the unclean things. He said, for I respect your age and your gray hair, although you have had them for so long a time, it does not seem to me that you are a philosopher when you observe a religion or the actions or the traditions of the Yahudim or the Hebrews. And so after he had dialogue for some time against Eleazar, when the tyrant had urged him in this fashion to eat meat unlawfully, Eleazar asked, can I speak? Can I say a thing, Antiochus? And he says, yes. When he had received permission to speak, he began to address the people as follows. He says, we, as Daniel says, we, O Antiochus, who have been persuaded, we have been persuaded to govern our lives by the divine Torah. I am persuaded that no weapon that form against me, no enemy that come against me shall prosper. He said, we have been persuaded that our lives should be governed by the Torah of Yahweh. Not by the order of some man, but I'm persuaded. I'm persuaded in life or death, Yahweh is able. I'm persuaded that nothing shall separate me from the Ahava of Yah. I'm persuaded. Powers, principalities, life, death. We must be persuaded. He said, we've been persuaded by the Torah. And think that there is no compulsion more powerful. There's nothing that drives us more powerfully than our obedience unto the Torah of Yahweh. He said, what you say doesn't fear me. The way you speak, it doesn't cause me to fear. For this battle belongs to Yah. He is able. Therefore, we consider that we should not transgress in any respect. Not at all. We will not transgress the Torah of Yah in any regard. Even, he said, if, as you suppose, our Torah were not truly divine, and we had wrongly held it to be that way divine, not even so would it be right for us to invalidate our reputation for piety. He said, even though that you have supposed that it is that way, we will not even, knowing that our confidence and our compulsion in the Torah, we will not even invalidate it. Even if it's wrong, we're not going to invalidate it. Because we know it's right. You're sure the word of Yah, he is right. He is the fulfillment of the heart of Yah unto Israel. He say, therefore, do not suppose that if we be a it would be a petty sin, or it's a small sin, if we were to eat defiled food, to transgress the Torah in this matter, either small or great, it is of the same equal seriousness. For in either case, the Torah is equally despised. So if we do what you command us, whether it be small or large, you're going to despise the Torah anyway. And he says to Antiochus, we will not. I will not. Is it amazing that he picked an old man? Because there was no young man there that could stand the torment. And I will read you the episode of the torment that this man endured. Verse 25. Therefore, we do not eat defiled food. For since we believe that the Torah was established by Yahweh, we must fight the emunah to believe that. Is that what the enemy has done to remove our minds away from the Torah? The mitzvah of Yah? We believe that the Torah was established by Yahweh. We've seen the life of the Torah in Israel. We know that it is in us. We believe that the Torah was established by Yahweh. We know that in the nature of things, the creator of the world is given us the Torah, has shown mercy toward us. He has given us the Torah of life, Yeshua. And he has shown us mercy, Israel. His mercies are renewed daily unto his people. The enemy wants to destroy that confidence to know that the battle is yours. That's why he wanted Yeshua when he took him up in the pinnacle. Say, if you do this and do that, then this kingdom will be yours. And Yeshua said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of the Torah. What word could they live but by the Torah? This is what Eleazar lived by. He lived by the Torah of Yahweh, Israel. Come on. The Torah has not lost its effectiveness. The anything he has given us life, the Torah gives us life because the power of it is the witness of Yeshua. It is the living witness of truth. It's in us now. Hallelujah. He said, Yah has shown us mercy. I go to the 6th chapter, verse 1, when Eleazar, in the manner, had made eloquent response to the exhortation of the tyrant, the guard who was standing by. Listen now. They dragged him violently to the instrument of torture, just like they did Yeshua. For they stripped the old man. Did they not strip Yeshua? Oh, the pattern is there. They stripped the old man who remained adorned with the splendor of his meekness. He knew that the battle was Yah. He did not fight. He fought the emunah of the fight of emunah. He was adorned with meekness. He said, strip me, that's all right. I uncovered Mother Dam of Almighty Yah, that precious blood of Yeshua. And after they had tied his arms to each side, they scourge him. While a herald opposed him, cried out. He cried unto Eleazar, obey the king. Do what the king says. But the courageous and noble man, as a true Eleazar, he was unmoved. As they cried out, obey the king, eat the pork. Do what he says. He was unmoved. As though being tortured in a dream. It was like a dream to him. The battle belongs to Yahweh, Israel. It was real to him. He was not going to lose his emunah over this circumstance. And there will be times that the affliction shall be great. But listen, Israel, Yahweh delivers us out of them all. Many of our afflictions. Hallelujah. He did not mind that his body was being torn. His mind was not afflicted. He said, this is a dream. This is a real. This is not real. Yet while the old man's eyes was raised to Hashemah, he looked up unto the heavens. And I can imagine, it doesn't say this here, he could see the throne of Yah and the melechim around the throne of Yah saying, press on. Hallelujah. His flesh was being torn by the scourge. His blood flowed. And his side was being cut to pieces. Most men, as the young men saw this, as they saw this old man being scourged, his confidence in the truth of the Torah of Yah, he did not waver, not one bit. And though he fell to the ground, because his body could not endure the agonies, he kept He kept his reason upright and unswerving. He said, I will not be moved. I will not turn back. He kept his thoughts on reason and he was unswerving. He did not sway. He did not vacillate. He was not a pancake. He was not flipping and flopping. He said, this is of a sure sign that this is Yah's battle. He did not reason in his mind. He did not take thought of what the consequences were. He knew that Yahweh fights the battle for Israel. It is in his Torah that we find the strength and confidence that he fights the battles for Israel. He kept his reason upright. He kept it upright. His thoughts were pure. His mind was right with Yah. And he did not swerve at all. He was unswerving. He did not doubt Yah. He did not say, I will eat a little bit to save my flesh. We got to fight this fight of faith, Israel. And it is to believe that Yahweh is in control of all things. He fights the battles for Israel. We overcome by our testimony, by our profession, and by the damned blood of Yahshua the Lamb. It is the testimony of Yah unto Israel that he has already won the battle. We can't sway. Our reasoning cannot be diluted with fleshly reasoning. It must be based upon Torah of Yahweh. Verse 10. It says, and like a noble athlete, the old man, while being beaten, was victorious, mama, over his torturers. He was victorious. Death, where's your sting? Grave, where is your power? You have no power at all. And in the midst of that, he was victorious over his tormentors. They cannot grasp that. They cannot understand that. But he was victorious because his confidence lied in the Torah of Yah. That is why the enemy is doing all he can to remove us away from truth. You can have no truth, Israel. Without the Torah, the light of the Nobis, the prophets, there is no power to truth at all. The witness of Yahshua is a lie and a deception. The witness of anything must be established in the mouth of two or three witnesses. And the Ruach has come to confirm the witness of the prophets, the Torah, the witness of Yahshua, because he speaks not of himself, but the things which he has heard. The mouth of the prophet and the mouth of Yahshua. You tell me his torment is beating him and he was victorious over them. He was victorious over his tormentors. Hallelujah. In fact, with his face bathed in sweat, and he was gasping heavily for breath, he amazed even his torturers by his courageous ruach. Was that not what Moshe said to Yahshua? Be strong. Be courageous. Be of great courage. And he was of great courage, even his tormentors. They began to question their own conscience and say, what man is this man? We haven't seen one like that. At that point, partly out of pity for this old man, partly out of sympathy from their acquaintance with him, partly out of admiration for his endurance, some of the king's men came to him and said, they said, man, Eleazar, why are you so rationally destroying yourself through these evil things? We will set before you some cooked meat, some cooked pork, save yourself by pretending to eat the swine. See, you can't be of a false pretense. Your love, your realness, your sincerity, yeah, cannot be of a simulation. Just pretend. Be false. Be phony. Just pretend you're doing that. But Eleazar, as though more bitterly tormented by this counsel, it was not the blows that tormented him, but it was the counsel of the wicked mouths. He was bitterly tormented. Hallelujah. He said, what you are doing to me, this is a small thing. But for you to say to me, pretend, put Yah under a cover, and just say, yeah, I pretend I did it. I put it in my mouth, but I didn't chew it. Now you got to eat this book. You got to eat the word of Yah. You got to eat the Torah of Yah. It's a bitter thing when it goes down in your belly, but when it gets there, it yields the sweet, pleasurable fruit of Yah. Just pretend. Pretend you're right. Even though he was bitterly tormented by his torment, he was more bitterly tormented by this counsel. He cried out, may we, he cried out, may we, the children of Abraham, and I am a child of Abraham of that seed. He said, let you, the seed of Abraham, never think so badly that our cowardice, we feign a role, are may come into us. Don't be a coward and pretend you're something that you're not. Don't be a deceiver. Don't deceive your own self. He said, we're the seed of Abraham. And the promise is unto the seed of Abraham. Abraham. So I will not pretend, be a coward. I will not pretend. For it would be irrational if we, who have lived in accordance with Torah, the truth, to old age, have lived all these years according to this Mishra of Yah, to old age, and have maintained in accordance with the Torah the reputation of such life. My life, my reputation has been established out of my profession of the Torah. Should now change our course because of a pattern of impiety to this, to the young, that we may show a pattern for our young ones, that they may pursue the same pattern and follow. He said, I will not do that. Yeah. Is becoming an example of eating the defiled food. He said, it would be a shameful thing if we would survive for a little while, and during that time be a laughing stock to all for our cowardice, for being a coward. He said, for me just to live a few hours or a few days or a little time and to set a pattern that is false to the young ones, set an example that is not true, that they follow us and we just live for a little while. He said, no, my friend, it is not worth that. And if we should be despised by the tyrant as unmanly and not protect our divine Torah even to death, that we should not protect the truth of Yah even to death. Therefore, I like this verse. He say, therefore, O children of Abraham, die nobly for the Torah. Die nobly for the truth of Yah. Protect. Go to battle. Go to battle to protect the Torah. We find in the Torah with David, this battle belongs, this battle is Yahweh's. It is not mine, but it is Yahweh. What is more noble than dying for the integrity of the Torah of Almighty Yah? That's why we must fight the Emunah, the fight of Emunah, to keep faith, to know that Yah is the one that's fighting the battle. That's what the battle is about. is not about the healing, because the bread, Yahshua, the lechem of Yah, he is the healing of Israel. When we eat him, when we drink his blood, we eat the body, we will walk in the healing. Our minds are healed, our bodies, our thoughts are healed, that we will be like Eleazar. We will die nobly for the Torah of Yah. If all friendship abandoned you, those that you've cared for and love, and death comes that way, that they part themselves from you, you die nobly for the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. Well, Pastor Roberts, I don't believe that Shaul read this. He was a learned man. He was a learned man. And these were historical events of the children of Israel, the Hebrews. So he knew about Eleazar and Antiochus too. And it was recorded in the scroll. He says, fight therefore, children of Abraham, die nobly for your faith. It says in the 9th chapter and the 24th verse of the same book,